I am convening a meeting of the Pacifico National Board executive session for October 20th, 2019. The time now 6:07 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Alex Steinberg. And Grace, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Here we go. Grace Aaron is here. Gary Bost. Robin Collier. Chris Corey. Bill Crozier. Donald Goldmacher, KPFT listener. Donald Goldmacher, KPFA listener. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Wally James, KPFT staff. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Good. Adrian LaViolette, KPFT listener. Not here. Martha Peterson, WPFW listener.
Here.
Good. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Lawrence
Ralph,
Reyes,
here.
KPFK. Very good, Ralph. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Presente.
Good. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
I'm here.
Good. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
Yep, I'm here.
Good. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK staff. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present. Ready.
Good.
Call Belinda, just trying to get in and ask if the call has started.
Okay. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener and chair.
Present.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Mr. Chair, we have quorum.
We have quorum. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So the next item is the election of a chair pro tem, since we don't currently have the chair position is vacant for this body. Can we have nominations for a chair pro tem?
This is Grace. I'd like to nominate Alex Steinberg.
Thank you, Grace.
Second.
Do we have?
Second, Ralph.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph. Do we have any other nominations? Going once? Twice? Okay, seeing that there are no other nominations, then Alex Steinberg is the chair pro tem by acclamation for this session. Next item, we need to elect a secretary pro tem. Can we have nominations for secretary pro tem? That office is also vacant.
I nominate Grace Aaron as pro tem secretary. This is Eileen
Okay,
Martin.
I accept.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations besides Grace Aaron?
Okay, you need to talk in. Okay, I'll take it. Background noise.
Can somebody, whoever that is in the background, mute themselves, please?
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. Seeing as there are no other nominations for the secretary pro tem for this session, Grace Aaron is secretary pro tem by acclamation. The next item of business are excused absences. Do we have a motion on excused absences?
Chair, point of order?
What is your point of order?
You forgot to nominate someone for a vice chair.
You're correct. Next item of business, yeah, that should have been. It's not in the written agenda. So we haven't actually passed an agenda yet, so I think I can just add. These are just preliminary items. So let's just elect a vice chair pro tem. Do we have nominations for a vice chair pro tem?
This is great.
I'll nominate Dwayne Lark.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any other nomination?
I'd like to nominate Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. Pinchback, but I'll respectfully decline. Thank you.
Okay. Is that it? Okay. Seeing that there's no contest at this point, then Dwayne Lark is the vice chair pro tem by acclamation. Okay, so the next item of business is excused absences, and again, I would like to ask whoever is in the background to please mute themselves. Do we have a motion on excused absences? Does somebody want to make such a motion?
Yeah, I motion that we accept all requests for excused absences and move on.
Okay, the motion is to accept all the requests for accused absences. Do we have a second for that motion?
Chair, I'd like to amend that.
What is your amendment? Well, we still need a second, actually. Hold on.
Second it, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph. Okay, Lawrence, what is your amendment?
Yeah, I also like to include for all these excused absences and all those who requested to not waive their right to notice.
Could you clarify what the amendment is? I'm not clear.
Yes, some members decided not to request an excused absence, but to not waive their right to notice of the meeting. So.
And you want to include those members also? You want to excuse those members as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a second for this amendment? Going once, twice. Okay. Didn't get a second, Lawrence.
It's okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Any other amendments? Okay. And are there any objections to excusing those who requested an excused absence? Okay. Seeing no objections, the motion is passed. Next order of business is timekeepers. Do we have a volunteer or a volunteer for timekeepers?
I guess I'll volunteer on the individuals again.
Okay. Does somebody want to volunteer for the topic items?
This is Grace. If no one else will do it, I'll try to do it.
Okay. I think that's fine. Then we have two volunteers. That's wonderful. Okay. The next item of business is the report out from the closed session of October 20th, 2019. Grace, since you're the pro tem secretary, I think maybe you should read the report out from the closed session.
Would it be possible to have Nancy read it? Let me see if I have it. Oh, yeah, I have it. Okay.
We're having technical problems.
Here it is. On October 20th, 2019, the Pacifica National Board met in closed session and voted to ratify the motions from the October 13th, 2019 closed sessions to rescind the motion introduced by Director Bill Crozier on October 12, 2019, reproduced below. at 1. And the board voted on the restoration of WBAI as per the motion reproduced below 2 and discussed other personnel and legal issues and removed the vice chair and the secretary of the Pacifica National Board and elected pro tem officers for chair, vice chair, and secretary. In addition, on October 20, 2019, the Pacifica National Board voted to remove Ford Green as Pacifica Foundation's general counsel. And then there are the long motions, the one that was rescinded, motion to affirm actions needed to save Pacifica by Bill Crozier, and that was recent. We voted again to rescind that, which is reaffirming the vote taken to rescind it on October 13th, and it's a long motion. I won't read it. And also we revoted and approved the motion to restore WBAI, which passed without objection on October 13th by the same body. Is that sufficient? Poured out?
I would. I think those who are listening, I know we're having a problem with the screen, but this will be recorded. I think it might be appropriate to read the motion to restore WBAI. It's not really that long.
Okay, let me find it. All right, the motion to restore WBAI. Okay, this is motion to restore WBAI from Alex Steinberg, James Sagerton, Sean Rhodes, Tom Voorhees, Grace Aaron, and Lawrence Reyes. That was the initial meeting notice. Due to the severe financial stress being placed on Pacifica because of loss of revenue from the interruption of the WBAI fall fund drive, on the one hand, and the unusual severance, legal, and administrative costs incurred by the closing of the WBAI studios and operations on the other, be it resolved, 1, that WBAI be immediately restored to its fully functional state as it was prior to October 5th, 2019. 2, that all funds, equipment, files, computer access, the NDEC required for emergency broadcasting by the FCC, studio to transmitter link, website and email access, bank accounts and credit card access, and any other actions or materials needed to restore WBAI to its previous condition be restored or returned, as the case may be, immediately. 3, that all actions and plans for WBAI and our other stations be provided by an IED to the full PNB for review and approval prior to their execution. 4, that financial reports be submitted to the full PNB by the ICFO as soon as possible after the relevant period close. The ICFO should devise a set of reports that includes monthly profit and loss statements, quarterly balance sheets and cash flow projections by quarter, if not by month, plus any additional analytical reports that the PNB and management would find helpful for planning purposes, and 5, that a plan be drawn up for reducing expenses by the PNB with the participation of the ICFO and presented to the PNB in writing before the next regular PNB meeting scheduled for November 7th, 2019. And that's the end of that motion.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Grace. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. And for the benefit of those who may be listening, I'll quickly read what's on the agenda currently. Item number 3 is committee reports. There's a personnel committee motion and a substitute motion on the agenda. Item number 4 is a motion on on-air candidate forums and the playing of candidate cards submitted by Director Lawrence Reyes. Item number 5 is a motion on extending the WBAI election submitted by Director Ralph Pointer.
Item number six is motion on reinstating staff delegates on the KPFT-LSB, submitted by Director Dwayne Lark. Item number seven is motion on opening nominations for the Pacifica National Board Affiliates election, submitted by Director Grace Aaron. Item number six is a motion on a whistleblower policy, submitted by Alex Steinberg. Item number nine is a motion on improper procedure and removal of a director, submitted by Director Tom Voorhees. Item number 10 is a motion for the ICFO to give top priority to the payment of NEDA and some other issues of financial issues, and that's submitted by Director Nancy Sorden. And item number 11 is adjourned. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Sarah.
Request for, I think, Mr. Parliamentarian. If a motion might need amending or rewording, we deal with that when we get there. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
What about to remove an agenda item?
This is the time. If you don't want something on the agenda, this is the time to make a motion to amend the agenda.
Okay. Well, my questions relate to the election amendments. The election motions. Since the election is over, is there any possibility of seeing those motions come to fruition, considering that the election is over? So I'm trying to get some discussion on that particular motion to extend the election. I understand, you know, the sentiment, but is it doable?
Anything is doable, because we're discussing the agenda right now, and this is the proper time to make amendments to the draft of the agenda. You may want to ask the person who submitted that agenda item if they would be agreeable to removing that from the agenda before we go on much further. Ralph, that was your motion. What is your?
Yes, we should keep the motion in, because if there's no objection, there's no point. Once you have an objection, then you may have an opportunity to deal with that. Let's say after the election we say it's all a fraud. That's an opportunity to deal with it, but you have to object to it before it becomes an objection. And so still, when you set the dates of an election, you're also setting the time between the introduction of the vote and the time where the vote has to be taken. You change the time of the introduction of the vote without changing the time, that the corresponding time when the votes should be entered. And so, therefore, it's an
point of order.
Okay.
Point of order, Nancy Sorter.
What point of order, Nancy?
We're just debating whether or not to. This is a special meeting. I don't think we can change the agenda, but we can, you know, deal with it when we get to it on the agenda. To, you know, to have this discussion about the relevancy of it. At that point, when we get to it on the agenda.
Well, I think we could change the agenda before we approve the agenda.
You can't. For special meetings, you cannot.
Well, you cannot. You cannot add items that are not covered by the topic.
You can't delete them either. You can postpone them or some other action when you get to them on the agenda.
I guess we need. Can I ask Mr. Tatum for advice on this issue?
Could we ask Miss? Yes. Could you ask Mr. Tatum? Thank you.
Mr. Tatum.
Yes. Yeah. Nancy stated that very well. Special meetings. Really, you don't have to approve the agenda on special meetings because they're already have been noticed ahead of time. So she's also correct that, excuse me, that when you get to that item, which is item number 5, you can do just as she said. You can vote it up or down. You can postpone it to another meeting and different things like that. But she's actually right about waiting until number 5 comes up.
Okay. Well, in view of that advice, I would just like to vote on accepting the agenda. Are there any objections to the agenda? And if those, and we can deal with each agenda item when it comes up. Okay, seeing no objections, the agenda is adopted. We have an item from, the first item on the agenda is a motion from the Personnel Committee and a substitute motion. Since I guess I'm the only member of the Personnel Committee at this meeting, so I guess I should read both motions. This is the motion that came out of the Personnel Committee. It was approved by the committee on September 3rd, 2019. The Personnel Committee moves that the PNB have Livingston and Associates conduct the ED search using the same language as the previous search, advertising to be done in appropriate outlets for 7 days, application period to close 10 days after the 7th day of advertising. Upon the close of submissions, Livingston and Associates will review the applications and send finalists to the Personnel Committee along with all other applications for review. The PNB invites John Verniel to apply for the permanent ED position. And there's an addendum to that motion. The Personnel Committee strongly feels that the search should be expedited in this fashion in order to regain the stability that a permanent executive director will provide. John Verniel was hired as an interim with the idea that the PNB would thereafter be looking for a permanent executive director, and the motion follows this directive. Okay, that's the motion from the Personnel Committee. And here is the substitute motion. The substitute motion was introduced by myself, Alex Steinberg. Be it resolved that the PNB have Livingston and Associates conduct the ED search using the same language as the previous search. Livingston and Associates should conduct the search in accordance with their standard procedures and timeline. Motivation. It is highly inappropriate to ask a professional search organization like Livingston and Associates to conduct an abbreviated search. It would be perceived as an attempt to bypass an objective search process in order to arrive at a preconceived conclusion. So that's the motion, and that's the substitute motion. Since they were introduced by out of a committee, they do not require a second, and I'll take discussion on the substitute motion first. Who would like to speak? Well, actually, the substitute motion is not from the committee. It's my own motion, so I guess it does require a second. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay, do we have a second for the substitute motion?
Grace Aaron, I second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is there any discussion on the substitute motion?
One quick question. On the substitute motion, does that supplant the invitation for Benil to apply for the job?
I think we might have lost Alex.
I'm sorry, I was on mute.
No, you're for a second.
If you vote for the substitute motion, it replaces the main motion.
It does not. He can still apply. It doesn't, right?
We're talking about motions. If you vote for the substitute motion, the language of the substitute motion replaces the language of the main motion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Parliamentarian would like to speak.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
If the substitute motion is approved, it becomes the main motion, which is subject to discussion and further amendments and a vote.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Yes, that's kind of what I meant to say.
Okay, Grace for the SAC.
Okay, Grace.
I think it would be most prudent to do a full search, to have Livingston and Associates do a full search for an executive director. And we don't have to pay for it because it was in our contract that if the executive director that they did the search for before didn't work for a year or longer, I believe it is, they would conduct a new search without charging us, except for maybe travel and other incidental expenses.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Are there any objections to having the substitute motion to approving the substitute motion, which then becomes the main motion? Okay. Seeing no objections, the substitute motion is approved, and now we have to once more discuss the new main motion, which was the previous substitute motion. Is there any further discussion on the motion before us? Just to clarify, the motion before us is what was before what was the substitute motion. Okay. Are there any objections to approving the motion that now replaces the main motion from the Personnel Committee? Seeing no objection, the motion is approved. Okay. Next item on the agenda is on-air candidate forums and playing of cards. It's a motion that's introduced by Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, would you like to read your motion?
Somebody could read it for me. My computer's not working.
I'll be glad to read it, or maybe Grace can read it.
Okay, sure. The Pacifica bylaws state the following. Article 4, Delegates, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions. All candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, which airtime shall include time for a statement by the candidate and a question-and-answer period with call-in listeners. There have been no on-air candidates forums at KPFK, and candidate statements of about a minute in length have not been aired. Both of these things have been done in the past. Therefore, be it resolved that the interim ED, John Verniel, ensure that the KPFK general manager arrange for on-air candidate forums and the recording of candidate statements as soon as possible and ensure that the statements get played on the air. That's it.
Can I speak to that, Chair?
We need a second first. Somebody want to second that motion? Can we have a second for the motion?
Tom will second.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Lawrence, you might speak on the motion.
Okay. So this is the problem I'm having, and I know that all the stations may quorum, but I have questions about how that quorum was achieved. For instance, I know there's a bunch of staff members from collectors at KPFK that did not have the opportunity to vote because apparently their contact information was not allegedly their contact information was not correct. Further, there's been quite a few listeners that were not able to vote because they did not get ballots. When they requested ballots, filling out the request form and everything online, they never received a paper ballot. When they requested to vote by email, the natural desert supervisor dragged their feet in regards to addressing these concerns. I emailed and called the National Assistant Supervisor many times in regards to why there was no candidate cards and why did she just take it upon herself to have these forms recorded on YouTube, which is a complete violation of Article 3, Section 6, in regards to each candidate getting fair and equal distribution of resources, election resources. So I don't know what this body wants to do at this point, but I'm going to notice a motion that there'd be an investigation done into the methodology and the behavior of the National Election Supervisor when it came to acknowledging people's right to vote, acknowledging their emails, and I'd like to know who voted and who didn't vote in regards to those who are on the list for staff and those who are on the list for listeners who did not get the requisite materials to vote or the email to vote by email. So that's where I'm at with that. So where the body goes with it, you know, I know we made quorum. My question is that there were many people disenfranchised because the Spanish language collectors at KPFK, many of them were not able to vote for their staff candidates, and there was many people who did not receive the requisite requirement and materials to vote in this election. So I seek guidance from this body in regards to that.
We can certainly discuss that. May I make one suggestion, though, about the motion on the floor? That the where it says, be it resolved that the interim ED, and it gives somebody's name, may I suggest that we remove the name from that motion?
I don't have a problem with that. In fact, having thought about it again, I would like to pass this motion, be it symbolic or not, but with the requisite, with the caveat that I will be presenting a motion to investigate the National Election Supervisor's activities and the election that just may call.
Well, we can only deal with the motion on the floor right now, and I'm just
I'm noticing
that I'm going to submit another motion, not at this meeting, but I'm going to send it in to be put on the agenda. I'm sorry, in the next agenda.
Okay. I'm just suggesting a small amendment that we remove the name of the ED that's in the motion, because it's a motion that applies to whoever happens to be the ED.
Okay. That's fine with me.
I'd like any further discussion? Amendment?
Well, I guess that's an amendment. Yeah, do we have a second on that?
I'd like to second it. Grace?
Okay. Any further discussion? All right, let's vote.
Martha to the staff.
Okay, Martha, go ahead.
Yeah, I do believe that is a concern, because I know of somebody who had difficulty trying to vote. I don't know if they're able to or not, but that does, I think it needs to be investigated.
I hear you, Martha.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, we can, maybe you and Lawrence could get together and work out a further, you know, explore this further for our next meeting. We can discuss and vote on this motion tonight. Let's just vote on the amendment. I suggest that it's a very minor amendment. Are there any objections to the amendment to remove the name of the ED from the amendment? Okay. Hearing no objections, that amendment is approved. Are there any further amendments?
This is Grace. Yeah, I'd like to move that we postpone consideration of this motion until our next special meeting, which is on Thursday, and that will give Lawrence time to modify it to include what he was just talking about, an investigation of disenfranchisement and a request for more information. I think I'm understanding properly. But I'd like to postpone this until Thursday night.
Okay. There's a motion to postpone until Thursday on the floor. Is there any discussion on that?
Is there a second first?
You're right. Is there a second?
I'll second. We're on.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, then is there an objection to postponing consideration of this motion until Thursday, till the next meeting, which is Thursday? Okay, seeing no objection, we're postponing consideration of this motion until the next meeting on Thursday. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a motion on extending the WBAI election. This is from Ralph Pointer. Ralph, would you like to read your motion, or would you prefer somebody else reads it?
Someone else read it. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. I can read it.
Please.
Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that ballots, quote, be mailed or made available to the membership on August 15th, but only emails with voting information were sent that day and to a limited portion of the foundation's membership, and whereas postcards containing credentials for online voting were not sent to members for whom the stations allegedly did not submit email addresses until late August, and whereas the opt-in process that requires members to specifically request paper ballots has not been previously used in any election, and the need to do so was and is not clear to the membership, and whereas paper ballots were not sent to members who requested them months earlier until, at best, very late in August. The PNB urges the National Election Supervisor to extend the outgoing paper ballot decline and the return date for all ballots by the greater of 2 weeks or the number of days delay in mailing the postcards or requested paper ballots.
Is that not self-explanatory? And there is no violation unless there's a claim of violation.
Go ahead. Yeah, let me just ask if we have a second first before we begin discussion.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Somebody want a second?
Second.
Okay.
Nancy.
Okay, I got you, Nancy. Okay, the floor is open for discussion. Ralph, I guess would you like to speak?
Yes, that is self-explanatory. If you make a date for making ballots available, and then you are late, and then make also at the same time, make this a date when they are to be collected or to be counted, and then you don't meet your original date of sending out, if you don't meet any of the preceding dates, it shortens the time for elections. That in itself, in its face, is incorrect. And the solution is extending the time. It's very simple, very obvious. But it has to be stated or no one will pay attention to it. They will go straight ahead with what they have.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. Who would like to be on the stack for this? Okay. Is there any further discussion? All right. Then, are there any objections to this motion?
Question.
Okay. What is your question?
The expenses incurred. The expenses that will be incurred. Extended the election. Do we need to put any language in that motion to address those costs?
Ralph here. I do not think so. We are not running the election. We hire people to run the election, and then we hold them to a standard. We cannot ignore those who didn't have the opportunity to vote. We have to make that objection as responsible representatives of the listeners.
My only concern was the cost. Should we attach a cost approval to this motion?
Ron, if I can comment. This motion is a recommendation to the National Election Supervisor. She will have to determine if it's doable given her budget. The second point is I'm not sure if there are significant extra costs built into this motion because she can presumably extend the election deadline because right now we're in this period where the ballots have been counted, but she's not going to announce the results until November 1st. So depending on how many days the extension should be, she can't presumably reopen the ballot counting for one or more of the stations and still make the deadline of November 1st. Or perhaps shortly thereafter. So it may not be a significant cost increase. I'm not sure, but that's kind of my guess.
This is James McQuarton. Go ahead, Grace.
Let James go first. That's often enough.
Okay, James and then Grace.
I just wanted to ask if the election was to be extended, does that mean we have to extend the the period of record on the other end at the beginning of the election and extend the time when people would be considered a member beyond the original date?
Well, that's a question for Ralph.
I don't know about that, but that is not important. The important thing is that we recognize those people who were shortchanged in the time allotted to vote. We make that objection. Let them make the correction.
Just a comment on it. I don't see anything in that motion that implies anything about changing the date of record. That would be a huge mess. There's nothing in that motion that implies that, as far as I could see. Anyway, Grace, did you have something to say?
Well, I have mixed feelings about this. I can see that there is absolutely
I can't hear you.
Inequity. Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I can see that there are probably some inequities involved in the WBAI election. However, I don't know how many people have been disenfranchised and if it's worth really extending the election, adding costs, adding delays in the seating of LSB members, et cetera, and if it could be rectified within a reasonable amount of time. So I see the pluses and minuses. I just would have to abstain on this because there are minuses as well as pluses in the possible implementation of this, especially at this late date. If we had been able to meet 2 weeks ago, it would have made more sense. But right now, I don't know. I think it just may be something that we have to think beforehand about the next election and make sure that these flaws are rectified before the next election. So I would abstain on this.
Can I ask everybody to mute themselves unless you're about to speak? Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, so I like to employ Grace Aaron to reconsider for the following reasons. First of all, there was all that upheaval that happened on the 7th that poisoned the well in regards to WBAI listeners being able to vote without, you know, the station being locked out, the insecurity of whether they should vote or not vote, the indecisiveness of that. Also, the fact that their station was locked out, they were taken off the air. So that right there puts WBAI listeners at a disadvantage. Hence, disenfranchising them. So the fact that we weren't able to meet 2 weeks ago or the week after the 7th, we did meet, but we didn't meet quorum, also is further evidence that BAI was adversely affected. So I would hope that you will reconsider your vote. And even if this is just symbolic, there's no cost to this, because it's dealing with the same election. We're dealing with a national election supervisor who got paid $80,000 to run an election and haven't any local election supervisors or anything like that. So I would hope that you would reconsider abstaining and vote with Ralph to affirm this motion. Thank you.
Let me just
thank you.
Caution. We should not be characterizing anybody who's employed by Pacifica, including the national election supervisor. We're mainly discussing what the proper procedure should have been or should be for an election. And I don't think we should go beyond that. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Okay, let's go to a vote. Grace, can you take the roll?
Could you state the question or the motion?
I don't have an objection to it.
No, no. I said, could you state the motion?
Okay. Well, I can read it again.
Okay.
Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that ballots, quote, be mailed or made available to the membership on August 15th, end quote, but only emails with voting information were sent that day and to a limited portion of the foundation's membership. And whereas postcards containing credentials for online voting were not sent to members for whom the station allegedly did not submit email addresses until late August, and whereas the opt-in process that requires members to specifically request paper ballots has not been previously used in any election, and the need to do so was and is not clear to the membership, and whereas paper ballots were not sent to members who requested them months earlier until at best very late in August, the PNB urges the NES to extend the outgoing paper ballot decline and the return date for all ballots by the greater of 2 weeks or the number of days delay in mailing the postcards or requested paper ballots. Okay, that's the motion. Can we take a roll on that?
Question, point of information?
Go ahead.
Just want to be clear. So this motion would apply to all of the stations, not just BAI.
Ron, please speak up, Ron. Can't hear you very well.
Sorry. This motion would speak to the entire election for all the stations, not just BAI. In other words,
that is correct.
Okay.
That's the way it is written.
Okay, request for information.
Yes.
I just wanted to state my point on it. I have no objection. Would you like to just ask if there's any objection to this motion?
Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. The motion is passed by acclamation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. The next item is a motion on the KPFT delegates, and that's a motion introduced by Dwayne Lark. Dwayne, would you like to read your motion? He may not be. Is he on the call? Does anybody know?
Who are you looking for? Sorry.
Dwayne.
Dwayne is. Let's see. Who's that? I don't see him here.
Maybe can somebody call him? Because even though somebody else can read.
Oh
the
wait,
motion.
No, he is. He is. I'm sorry. He is here.
He is.
Dwayne.
Okay.
He shows up here.
Dwayne.
Maybe he muted himself?
He's probably muted. Okay, well, somebody else could read the motion, but I think he should be the one to motivate it.
Yeah. 1314. Let's see. Or if he's not here to motivate it, I'm sorry, request for information, I guess. If he's not here to motivate it, would it be postponed until a future meeting?
It could be. I think this is considered one of those time-sensitive motions, but, you know, it's certainly possible to postpone it.
Okay, I'm on.
Oh, you're on. Okay. Dwayne, please read your motion.
or if you want somebody else to read it, and then
yeah,
you can
motivate
else. It.
I'm not in front of the computer.
Okay.
Someone else do it for me.
Okay, I'll read it then. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws only set forth one specific change of status as a legitimate basis for removal, namely the appointment to an elected political office, section 9B, removal of delegates, and whereas a change of status from listener representative to staff representative does not constitute a change of status recognized by the bylaws as a disqualifying act, and whereas the Pacifica bylaws do not recognize or delineate any difference in the roles nor place any conflict of interest restriction on staff representatives, and whereas to arbitrarily deem any other non-specified change of status as constituting a, quote, disqualifying act could lead to the arbitrary removal of board members, be it therefore resolved that it is Pacifica board policy that a change of status of a board member once elected will not be deemed a disqualifying act unless decided otherwise by the Pacifica National Board or until such time as there is an amendment made to the relevant section of the Pacifica bylaws at GOV 911. I'm not sure what that's a reference to, but presumably that's Article 9, Section 1.1 of the bylaws, I guess. Okay, anyway, and then it refers to a previous policy that was passed by the Pacifica National Board. I don't know, I'm not quite sure what the date of that policy is. Anyway, we'll leave that aside for now. Anyway, it goes on to say, therefore, be it resolved that all four of those staff delegates be immediately restored to the KPFT LSB. Further, as it is unclear what the rationale, facts, and process was in the removal of Robert Gartner, KPFT staff delegate, we request full documentation about the process leading up to his removal by Matthew Moore, KPFT chair, and anyone else who cares to comment about this process. Minutes and other documentation should be included. This information must be provided to the PNB on or before October 10th, 2019 at 5 p.m. Okay, that's the motion. There's an obvious amendment that has to take place as to the date, since this motion was originally introduced some time ago and we have long since passed that date. So, Dwayne, would you like to amend the date on that, on this motion? Dwayne
is here.
Yeah, the motion calls for information being sent to the PNB before October 10th, 2019. Would you like to amend that part of the motion?
Yes, yes, please. I believe an appropriate time would be maybe the 31st.
31st of October?
Yeah, because what is it? That, let me be clear, because as you know, you guys, I'm distracted totally. I'm at the hospital. What is the information that needs to be forwarded?
The documentation about the process leading up to the removal of Robert Gartner as a staff delegate by Matthew Moore. And anyone else who cares to comment about this process, minutes and other documentation should be included.
Let me clarify that this motion does not include Wendy Swell and Joseph Davis, because they were also removed, but it's just the Robert Gartner motion.
Okay.
Because I recall having two motions. I recall one motion.
It is indeed one motion.
Okay. So there's no explanation or information that will be required just on Robert, not on the other two. I want to be clear about that.
I'm not sure. Let me. Shall I read it again just to clarify?
Unless anyone heard the and could answer the question that I'm asking. If anyone heard the reading, you could cite that.
Would somebody like to...
I was listening, and I didn't hear those other two names at all. But I know the original motion that was set forth was to cover all three of them.
Okay. Well, we can. You can certainly amend it and do it now.
Okay. So in a nutshell, then, I'd like to amend to include Wendy Shrell and Joseph Davis, and for that matter, Lanisha Patel. So three names. Yes, they have removed four people under this willy-nilly effort.
Okay. Grace, did you get that? Hello, Grace?
I dropped the call by mistake, so I did not get it. I'm sorry.
Okay, okay. I wish to amend the motion to include the names Wendy Shrell, Joseph Davis, and Venetia Patel. And, Mr. Chair, did we ever get on stream?
Not that I have not been notified that we got on stream, but this is,
okay.
The meeting is being recorded and it will be available to the public.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a request for information.
What is your request for information?
Would this then, I'll read you the wording and see if this is what you want, Dwayne. And further, as it is unclear that what the rationale, facts, and process was in the removal of Wendy Shrell, Joseph Davis, Venetia Patel, and Robert Gartner, KPFT staff delegates, we request full documentation about the process leading up to his removal by their removal, right? By Matthew Moore, KPFT chair, and anyone else who cares to comment, blah, blah, blah. And this information must be provided to the PMB on or before October 31st. Is that the totality of the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. I second.
Okay.